It's All Things Considered, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we're concluding an interview special with reggae pioneer Jimmy Cliff, who you will hear helped start the career of Bob Marley in a conversation based around the newly released collector's edition of the 1972 Jamaican film classic The Harder They Come from late director Perry Henzel. Jimmy starred in the lead role as Ivanhoe Martin, also known as Rygan, a historic real-life crime figure in Jamaica. You can find part one and the complete interview online at hawaiipublicradio.org. The recording culture of Jamaica that you experienced yourself, was it similar to what is portrayed in the film?
Great question, because when Perry wrote the scenes of which we're going to shoot daily, he would sometimes say, Jimmy, forget about that. How would you do it? And I just drew back on my experiences, like the studio scene. I know that very well, my first recording. I didn't get any money, you know, it was a sound system owner. And he said, hey, little schoolboy, how come you want money? As you make a record, you want money. Or anyway, here's a shilling. Take a bus fare. Then I went to all the producers in Kingston, and I got turned down until I went to Beverly's Records. And one night, I'll give you the story short. I was walking down Horan Street, one of the main streets in Kingston, and I saw a sign, Beverly's Records. And wow, a bulb burnt off in my head. I was at this unfinished song called Dearest Beverly. I said, wow, if I finish this song, maybe they would let me in. And I finished the song in 5 minutes. So they were closing. I put my foot in the door, and he said, we're closed. I said, I have a song. He said, we don't do recording. That was the caretaker. So the three brothers who were Chinese heard, and they said, who is it? They said, a little boy, same up song, and we won't leave. And Leslie Kong said, let him in. And I went in with a big, broad smile on my face. And I said, I have a song. I can sing. He said, what's the name of the song? I said, Dearest Beverly. He said, let me hear it. And I start singing, my dearest Beverly, please come home and let me be happy once more. You've been away so long, and all because I've done you wrong. As you can hear, it's a ballad.
Yeah, yeah.
Leslie Kong looked at me and he said, you have the best voice I ever heard in Jamaica. And to myself, I said, yes, because I believe that about myself. So it was those kind of thing, you know, and we come back to The Harder They Come, and that's how we did some of the scenes, you know.
The movie features a very brief appearance by Leslie Kong, who, as you described in 61, heard you singing that song, and it would start both your recording career, but also it would start his record label, true?
Absolutely, because of all the other Jamaican African producers, he was the first Chinaman to enter the business. He became the one who put most of the Jamaican hits in the British charts and in the American charts. Bob Marley came to Leslie Kong via me, via Desmond Decker, and I auditioned his first three songs. Bob Marley's career started with Leslie Kong via me. The story goes like this. There was Desmond Decker who came down. I auditioned him. He recorded this song. Bob and Desmond were welders. And Desmond went back and told Bob, I met this guy, Jimmy Cliff, and I got the song recorded. So he sent Bob down. And I was there one day playing the piano. And Bob just walked up behind me and said, that song good enough. And I looked around and he said, yeah, me and Bob, you know. And I said, okay, well, go on. He said, well, Desmond sent me down here and me have some songs. And so we said, sing them. He started singing. I played the piano. He sang about five songs and I chose three of them. I called Leslie Kong and I said, listen to these songs. Well, Leslie wasn't impressed with Bob Marley's voice. He said, sure, you can't sing much. But he was impressed with his lyrics. So that was the story. So, you know, I drew back on some of those experiences from Leslie Kong.
And it makes a lot of sense. These are the things that explain how you were able to do the movie with such conviction, because you had experienced so many of these things yourself. And when you were offered the film, was it called Rygan after Ivanhoe Martin?
Oh, he wrote the script as Rygan. And then we changed the title along the way to Hard Road to Travel. And then somewhere in the middle of the film, he said, I wanted to write a song for it. And I said, well, I don't know. What kind of song? He said, well, you know, the guy saying, the harder they come, the harder they fall. You know, characters like that. And boom, light went off in my head. That same night, I wrote the song, played it to him, unfinished, the next day. And he said, yeah, that's it. And we kind of recorded it in the movie like that. The bigger they come, we recorded that in Muscle Shoals. And then we recorded it in
Jamaica.
In Jamaica. But when I recorded it in Muscle Shoals, let me tell you how it went. I wrote the song while I was doing the movie. And one of the times when they ran out of money, there was a long break. I went back to England, and Chris Blackwell said, why don't you write a kind of rhythmic song, something like Santana? And so I wrote a song called Sitting in Limbo. And he said, okay, let's go to Muscle Shoals and record that. We ended up doing a whole album. And so that's how I come to record The Bigger They Come, which was already written in Jamaica. But the scene with me singing it in the movie was not done as yet. The song was not recorded in Jamaica as yet. So the first recording of it was as The Bigger They Come.
It's incredible the evolution and how big that song would end up going as it changed. And you had talked about the very interesting facet of how everything was ska. And then by the time that you're there filming the movie itself, so it's like 71,
right.
Where was that term reggae at that moment?
So we had come out of the era of ska. We filmed the movie, and so now we were into rock steady and reggae. At that time, it had evolved to reggae.
And then the soundtrack itself.
So how that soundtrack came about, the song Sitting in Limbo, I came back with it. I played it to Perry, and so he liked it. But all this time, we still hadn't got a soundtrack. And the movie was practically finished and no soundtrack. So Perry said, what are we going to do about a soundtrack? I said, well, you know, I have this song Sitting in Limbo and so on. And so I think, if I remember right, Perry got together with Chris Blackwell, but Perry was the main one who picked most of the songs that were already hits in Jamaica, like Draw Your Brakes, Rivers of Babylon. But my songs, like Many Rivers to Cross, was like already recorded, which I told you that story, and You Can Get It If You Really Want was already recorded. So the only song that was written for the movie was The Harder They Come.
And as we wrap it up with you, because you brought us right to that point, the film comes out.
The Harder They Come really catapult me to another level. Catapult me and catapult the music of Jamaica along with it, because the movie showed people a new culture, a new music. And that movie was such an impact, even on Hollywood, that the movie Scarface is a takeoff of The Harder They Come, in my view, a few other people's view. Because if you look at Scarface, the character that...
Al Pacino?
Coming from Cuba, Al Pacino, he came to the big city, want to make it. You know, and me, country boy, came to city, want to make it and that. He got involved in drugs, oh, want to get it to the top. You know, the same kind of thing. It's a takeoff of the same movie. So The Harder They Come had an impact in so many ways, not only in music, but also in film.
That is a great analogy, too. I don't remember the ending of Scarface, but I know the ending of The Harder They Come has that really abrupt ending. Bam! And it just ends.
Scarface ended with him shooting it out. You know, saying, say hello to my new friend.
Right, right, right. It was sort of an abrupt ending there, too, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, The Harder They Come was it's a masterpiece and a landmark in music and film industry.
It is the great Jimmy Cliff who has been so generous to take time with us as we've been talking about The Harder They Come Collector's Edition, which is available for folks. I give you a huge hug, I give you a huge high five, and I thank you so much. I hope that you had as much fun today talking as I did, my brother.
I certainly did, my brother, and, you know, more life and more strength and all of that to you.